From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump issued a stern warning to Iran on Tuesday. He spoke to reporters at the White House. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president issued the warning as he met here at the White House with French counterpart Emmanuel Macron, who is lobbying him to stay in the multinational deal aimed at restricting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
He calls the Iran deal insane and ridiculous. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The president said the agreement to freeze Iran's nuclear program doesn't address Tehran's missile program or its attempt to stir up unrest in the region. On Tuesday, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned of severe consequences if the United States withdraws from the agreement. President Trump says he expects to meet with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un very soon. On Tuesday, he praised Kim as being very open and very honorable.
I think we have a chance of doing something very special with respect to North Korea. Good for them, good for us, good for everybody.
President Trump said, "We've been told directly that they would like to have the meeting as soon as possible. We think that's a great thing for the world." Mr. Trump says the United States stands with the people of Armenia on Armenian Remembrance Day. That's the 103rd anniversary of the start of the massacre of Armenians at the hands of Ottoman Turks. By the time the forced deportation and massacre of Armenians from the Ottoman Empire ended in the early 1920s, more than 1.5 million people were dead. The president stopped short of calling the Armenian massacre a genocide, much like his predecessors in the White House. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office wants an investigation into the killings of dozens of civilians by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes in Yemen during the past 4 days. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office reports Saudi-led airstrikes killed at least 45 people, all civilians, and wounded many more, including women and children, in 3 separate incidents. The first attack on Friday reportedly killed 21 civilians, including 5 children, traveling in a vehicle in a village in Taiz Governorate. 2 days later, human rights monitors report many people were killed and injured in 2 separate incidents. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bloggers and others running online platforms in Tanzania have 2 weeks to register with the government or face fines and jail time. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from VOA's East Africa Bureau in Nairobi.
Those who fail to comply the new regulations could face fines and up to a year in jail. Reporters Without Borders has called the new law the latest blow to free speech in Tanzania. Newspapers seen as critical have been shut down or their licenses suspended. In February, 2 opposition politicians were jailed for allegedly insulting the president. In Tanzania, bloggers and administrators of other online platforms have until May 5th to get registered. Their licenses then will come up for renewal for a fee every 3 years. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The United States Supreme Court is to hear arguments Wednesday on whether President Trump can limit travelers from mostly Muslim-majority countries from coming to the U.S. U.S. stocks were sharply lower at the close of trading on Tuesday as the key U.S. government's 10-year Treasury bond yield reached the 3% level for the first time in more than 4 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.7%. That's more than 400 points. And former President George H.W. Bush is said to be responding and recovering after suffering a potentially life-threatening blood infection. The now 93-year-old Bush was president from 1989 to early 1993. He was admitted to the hospital Sunday morning and has been placed in intensive care. Before being hospitalized, Mr. Bush on Saturday attended the funeral of his wife Barbara, who died last week at the age of 92. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.